Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to the first episode of my podcast, Today with Jay. Today is episode 1, season 1, and date is March 24th, 2021. So, first I want to start off by introducing myself. So, my name is Jaylen. I am 20 years old. I'm from New York, specifically Long Island, but I currently live in Queens with my mom. I am a Capricorn, so a lot of people say that reflects in my personality. I feel as though it does, but, you know, you may feel different, but I am definitely a strong believer in astrology signs and how they portray themselves in personalities. Some things that I like, I love music. My favorite artists right now are Giveon. I love Justin Bieber's new album. It is so good, especially Peaches with Giveon and Daniel Caesar. I love photography. I actually just recently purchased my first 35mm film camera. I got the Ilford Harmon. I haven't developed any of the film yet, but so far so good. I like it. It's simple, it's easy to use, and it was pretty inexpensive, so pretty good for a first time camera user, I guess. And I love food. Even though I'm super picky, I definitely love food. I definitely, you know, want to talk about a few places that I found that I think are good here in New York, in the city area. Currently, my favorite is this restaurant called C. It's a Thai restaurant in Williamsburg. It is so bomb. I literally am so picky, but this one is great. I personally get the pineapple fried rice. My boyfriend loves the, I think he gets like the Thai buns, but, and my friends say their drinks are good. I don't really drink, so couldn't really give you a good review on that, but definitely, it's a place to definitely check out, and they're pretty reasonably priced, which is good. So we are definitely in the midst of we're still in the pandemic. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. About a year in, a little bit over a year. Definitely did a lot during this pandemic. I started off strong in the hospital, not COVID related, but it was definitely not something that I wanted to be in the hospital for. It was like kind of like in the hospital watching the world crumble. Like every day on the news was like, oh, COVID cases coming to New York. I was like, oh fuck. But I was in the hospital before masks were required. So like I got to be like chilling, you know? But you know, like majority of the population, I did get a new dog. I had one before, but I got a second one. So I had a wheat and terrier and a poodle mix. She's a girl. Her name's Brooklyn. So she's a woodle. And then the dog that I got during quarantine is a dachshund shih tzu. So he's a dachshund. His name's Theo, and he is definitely a reincarnated crackhead. No ifs, ands, or buts. This man feels nothing, like falls off the couch, not even like cries, just gets up, keeps on running. He attacks my older dog. So I love that. That's funny. It's definitely a good dog to have during quarantine. What else did I do? I switched colleges. Fuck my old college. Okay, I shouldn't say that. I did not like my old college. It was in the city, and you know, the commute was not it. I felt miserable, and I just didn't like the classes they offered. The school is very niche. It was very one track school. So like, if you're doing that that major, it's kind of like there's not much other option besides that one major. So I switched schools. I love my new school. I mean, even though I haven't even been to it, I love it. I like the professors. I feel like I'm actually learning stuff, which is the first time in college. Oh, I'm in my second year of college, by the way. I was a criminology major at my previous school, and now I am a history major, but I'm waiting to get into the School of Education to become a high school history teacher, so we shall see where that takes me and how far that goes, I guess. But yeah, like I said, I do like my new school so far. I feel like I'm actually learning stuff. I just feel like I'm learning stuff. This is the first time, like, I think I want to say, dare I say, since high school, that I feel like I've actually learned since, like, the beginning of high school. Since I feel like I actually learned stuff. I don't know, it's interesting, but I will say there is a lot of work. I feel like colleges nowadays, especially with the pandemic, but, you know, they, like, have unrealistic expectations of, like, what students are able to do because we're home. Like, I feel like they think, like, oh, well, you're home, so you have all this time to do, like, 20 million assignments, when it's, like, no, I still have to do shit because the U.S. doesn't give a shit about this pandemic, and my job's still open, so I have to go to that. So we love that. So it's the only thing. There's like 30 million assignments due, and I'm trying to keep up with them, and it's like damn near impossible because it's just too much. It is honestly too much. And you know what? I feel for those kids in elementary school who like have parents who like literally cannot sit down with them and teach them because they have lives of their own, and it's just like, I just feel for them, and I feel for these teachers too. I felt for them in the beginning of the pandemic, but now it's like, okay, we're kind of used to it. This is the third semester that we are in a pandemic, so I feel like you should know that students are not able to keep up. So let's try a different tactic. I don't know. It just makes sense. Guess not. Guess not. Everyone's on the same page. Which, whatever. I also got a new job. This is fairly recent, though. So, like, I want to say, okay, so the beginning of the pandemic, I was working an office job. Absolutely hated it. Was not for me. I knew an office job was never going to be for me, even from high school. But you know what? I was getting money. So, you know, that was the main thing. But I wanted to go back to retail. So I went back to my current job. So I guess that kind of counts as a new job. But I recently got a job at a like preschool daycare. I haven't started yet. I start on Monday. But it's more closer to, like, what my major is, which is great, you know. We'll see how I like it. I'm starting with 2 days a week, so hopefully it's not too much. But, I mean, I know I'm not gonna love it because that's not the age group that I wanted to teach anyway. I wanted to do high school, but you know what? You gotta get your foot in the door. So that's what I'm doing. I'm getting my foot in the door. So hopefully, you know, takes me on the right path, where I need to go, where I need to be. I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. What else have I done? Oh, I started therapy. I feel like this is something that, like, everyone has probably done during quarantine, because they're like, oh, wow, fuck, like, I'm alone with my thoughts, I'm not distracted constantly, I should probably see a therapist. So, I started seeing a therapist. Oh, she's a godsend, I love her, she's amazing. I started, and then I got good. And now I had to start back up again because, you know, drama. We love that. We love, we Love a dramatic queen. It's the best. No, I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. No, but seriously, trauma is honestly just part of my life. So, you know what? Why not try to fix it? So, you know, I'm going to her, doing everything I can. Hopefully, this podcast thing works out for me and I'm able to use this as a stress reliever, really just talk out my feelings, because honestly, I've been just talking to my Snapchat. I've been talking to my Snapchat, and I know everyone's sick and tired of hearing my bullshit, so I figured, you know what, I'm sure someone somewhere out there will probably be entertained by my shit show life, so figured, you know, why not entertain some people, you know? So that's what I'm here to do. Today, I guess, is not the most entertaining because, you know, I wanted to kind of set the scene, let everybody get to know me a little bit, but definitely want to talk about some cool, interesting topics, to me at least. I'm very outspoken, but I'm also, I'm very outspoken, so I'm not afraid to speak my opinion on anything. Obviously, with research, I'm not fucking dumb and gonna go speak about something that I have no idea anything about. That would be very stupid. There is a lot going on, especially in America, because, you know, America, we're kind of a shit show right now, not gonna lie, but there is so much that I want to just break down and talk about and put in my two cents that nobody gives a shit about, so that's what I'm finna do. So yeah, I guess that's kind of why I started this podcast, because, like I said, I'm outspoken. And another thing, I mean, I don't listen to too many podcasts, but I feel as though YouTube, like, people on YouTube kind of, at least people, like, around my age, like, my demographic, kind of paint a picture of, like, my life is amazing, but it's usually the people who are making bread off YouTube. Like, I mean, I feel like that's always been social media, but, like, at the same time, I feel like it's important to be, like, realistic and be, like, 99% of our lives are still shit shows. So, I mean, yeah, it's great, you know, do you, go off, sis, like, with all that bread and, like, you know, doing everything. I wish, but I can't right now, at least. But I feel like it's important to talk about the shit show moments in your life because, okay, so, like, basically, I used to record myself, like, on Snapchat or whatever, like, speaking or post on a Finsta whenever anything bad would happen. So, like, crying, anything. And I feel like it was important for me to do that because now I can look back on it and, like, laugh and, like, kind of, like, be like, damn, I came kind of far. Not really, because I still do stupid shit and I still get my feelings hurt. But it's funny to look back on, whereas if I only talk about the good, then I'm like, okay, well, then I feel like I didn't really come that far. Like, it's still good, which is good. Don't get me wrong. Being constantly good is great, but that's not realistic. So I feel like I kind of want to be a voice for those people that have shit show lives to be like, you know what? Okay, I don't feel alone. Because even though, like, I feel like it's easier said than done to feel like you're not alone. Because, like, okay, yeah, you know everyone goes through shit. But at the same time, unless you're seeing somebody go through shit, you still feel alone. And I feel like it's kind of how I feel. And that's why I need to go to therapy. Because, honestly, social media is hella, hella toxic. I mean, we all knew this, but we all like to just be like, but not for me. It's toxic for some people, but not for me. So it is important. and to, you know, realize, okay, what I'm seeing is probably staged. I don't want to say that everything's staged, because of course there are happy people out there who do social media for a living, and it's like, great, go you, I am happy for you. But 90% of the time, that's not the case, and shit is staged, and it's important to remember that, because it's like, alright, well, I don't know, I just feel like sometimes it could get yourself to become in your head, and you're like, especially like people like my age on YouTube and shit like that, like doing well, and I feel like, oh, well, like, I'm not there, so like, I'm falling behind, and I feel like that kind of correlates with like shitty events happening in your life, if that makes sense. Well, whatever. So basically, to kind of make me not feel like I'm not doing shit with my life, because honestly I feel like all I'm fucking doing is homework nonstop, like constant homework, or on my off semester where I'm not doing homework, then I'm fucking working 24/7. So what I did was I made a bucket list. I know, corny. But I feel like it's a very realistic bucket list. Like, I have a habit of thinking too much ahead in the future. And then I realized when I do this, like, I don't ever enjoy the present. So, like, I'm always thinking about, like, oh my god, I can't wait till I get married. I can't wait till I have kids. I can't wait till I graduate high school. I can't wait till I move out. I mean, not high school, college. So I feel like making a realistic bucket list, and not gonna lie, this shit took type long, because I was like, okay, Jalen, like, you don't wanna limit yourself to a time frame, because then that can also feel like, oh, if I don't do everything in this time frame, I fell behind and I didn't accomplish this, because I'm sure there's people out there who are very critical of themselves, similar to me, and like, if I set a time frame and I don't do that shit in that time frame, then I failed, and then sometimes I'll find myself rushing to do all that stuff in said time frame, and then I'm not enjoying it. So I made a bucket list, so I'm gonna read off some of the things. Hopefully I could, you know, do most of these things within the next year, but like I said, there's like two things on here that it's probably gonna be a minute till I'm able to do, which is fine. It's fine. Me subconsciously talking to myself, love that. So first one, a lot of them have to do with travel, because that's what I like to do. A lot of them have to do with travel. So if you don't like to travel, I mean, go off. I'm sure there's other things you can put on your bucket list, but this is just mine. So first one, I want to go to the Montauk Lighthouse. So when I was younger, my dad used to take me to Montauk all the fucking time, and I like remember only certain parts of it, but I fuck with it. It's just deep in Long Island, and like the drive there is just like, you have to make a day out of it, or it's just like, I feel like I fucking wasted the day. So unless you want to do when it's nice out, and then COVID hit, and like, it was a whole thing. So that's one. Two, I want to walk on the rocks on Montauk, in Montauk, right? Don't quote me on this, because like I said, I vaguely remember Montauk as far as like where everything is. So I want to walk on the rocks in Montauk. So I want to say the rocks are like right by the lighthouse. I could be wrong, but basically like my dad would like take me and my brother there, and it's like by the ocean, you could walk on the rocks. So I'm probably envisioning it as like much bigger than it actually is, because like I said, I was younger when I did this, but it was fire. There's rats there, and I'm pretty sure one time, because they're like huge rocks, like I don't want to say boulders, but they're pretty fucking big. But I'm pretty sure one time I saw a dead seagull. I was like, what the fuck? In between the rocks. Like, I was like shocked, whatever. I want to go to the Empire State Building. Yes, I have lived in New York my entire life. I've never been to the Empire State Building. I have never been to the Statue of Liberty. And I had just recently walked on the Brooklyn Bridge. Oh, and I've never been to Niagara Falls. But fuck that. The New York side is ugly anyway. Or so I've heard. But I want to go to the Empire State Building. Me and my boyfriend Mike were going to go in like October of 2018. But the guy, first of all, I applaud the worker for this. He was like, yeah, it's actually mad cloudy out, so like maybe don't spend your money on this. And we were like, thank you. I appreciate the honesty and not trying to make a quick buck off to 17-year-olds at the time. So yeah. Next, I want to go to Boston again. I loved Boston. I went. When did I go? I went in December of 2019. It was like a birthday slash Christmas gift for my boyfriend. So we went to see a Celtics game because that's his favorite team. Then we got an Airbnb, spent the weekend. It was fire. I fucking love Boston. I mean, I didn't really experience a lot of it because we were on kind of a time crunch, but I loved it. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. But I think we're going soon, so I could check that one off. Next, I don't know if any of you guys have heard, but the American Dream Mall in Jersey. First of all, this mall has fucking everything. I will say, for a mall though, the shopping is pretty subpar, but it is still a new mall, so like they don't have a lot of the mall open yet because I've only went twice. But they have an ice skating rink, they have a water park that is Pixar themed. I want to say it's Pixar themed. And then they have an amusement park that is Nickelodeon themed. They have a 3-story candy store. They have snowboarding and skiing. I think it's just snowboarding though. Maybe snow tubing indoors. It's fire. I want to go. I want to go snowboarding at the American Dream Mall. It's just a little expensive and it's just kind of like a matter of finding time because also like am I supposed to like wear my snow gear there? Like what if it's the summer? I don't know. I have a tendency of overthinking things, so I have to figure that one out and plan it and really sit down and figure it out. Next, I want to go to the Poconos with my boyfriend or maybe my friends. Hopefully, for my 21st, we do this. I don't know. With COVID, everything's kind of still up in the air. And plus, you know, it's hard to find people who are down for shit. Because when I talk about something, I'm so down. I'm like, oh my God, yes, let's do it. I will start looking at flights right now because I'm just so eager. Eager fucking beaver. But yeah, I want to do that. I used to go to the Poconos all the time with like my mom and like my brother and my family friends, and it was so much fun because we were so young and there was like a bunch of us kids, and we'd go like some of us to snowboard, some of us would ski, and then we would all snow tube together. And it was fun. I used to go to Camelback Mountain. It was good. I'm pretty sure they're pretty reasonably priced. I've looked recently and I think they're pretty good, so that's good. Next, this is the one that I was saying that I think is gonna take me a little bit longer to check off, but I would love to go to Malibu. Ugh, it is fucking. First of all, I just want to go to California, period, but I do not want to go to LA. I just feel like LA looks super dirty. I don't know. I feel like coming from New York, that's another thing also. Coming from New York and then going to another city, it's just like, this is your city. This is mad whack. Like, nothing will ever compare to New York, and I feel like I can't fully wrap my mind around that yet. But LA just seems really dirty to me, and the people seem fake. So, that, I mean, I guess that's like kind of like what a lot of people say on YouTube, but I don't know. It's just not something I would personally want to spend my own money on. If somebody paid for it, sure, I'd go, but I don't think I'd really care too much for it. And I feel like it's like you have to have money to have a good time in LA. I don't know. That's just me. But yeah, I want to go to Malibu. I want to go to San Fran. I want to go to, what is that? What, Big Bear Mountain? Big Bear Lake? Fucking that lake up in North California where like people ski and shit. I want to do that. Basically, I want to go to a lot of places where there's a lot more greenery and scenery. Not really cities. I'm kind of over cities, so I want to go to, like, Portland. I want to go to Ireland so bad. Like, see, like, the rolling green hills. Is that what they're called? I don't know. But I want to go to there. I want to go to a lot of places. But I didn't write, like, abroad yet on here because, like I said, realistic expectations. I'm only 20 years old. I'm doing all this on my own, and money is definitely still a factor in this, so I need to be realistic with myself. Next, which I'm so happy, there's a little check mark in this box. I got a film camera. Like I said, I got the Ilford Harmon 35mm film camera. I got it from B&H Video, here in New York, but they have an online website, so. So basically, like, when I was looking for one, it was, like, I was seeing a lot of them on TikTok, and basically, you know, they're all expensive, or they're all, like, you have to know mad shit about film, or, like, and I didn't want to fuck up the film, like, when I was, like, trying to load it, so, like, I needed something that was, like, very user-friendly, because I know if I fucked it up, I'd be like, alright, I'm never doing this again, because I give up. But this camera was like $35, I want to say 35. It came with the camera. I mean, obviously it came with the camera. It came with the batteries, and it came with two rolls of black and white film, which that's fine. And then I ended up buying a roll of color film, just, you know, options. So yeah, so I'm excited for that. I'm trying to remind myself that I have it, so I've been keeping it in my purse with me, so like I actually remember to take pictures with it. But a bitch doesn't go out. I do not go out, or if I do, since I don't go out a lot, I'm so in the moment, like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy I'm out, and I forget. So I'm gonna try to remember. So yeah. And then the last thing on the list, I want to go to the Museum of Sex. Not only this museum, but, you know, I wanted to stop at even 10. Oh, and I wanted to go on a road trip. I skipped that one. I'll get back to that. But I wanted to go to the Museum of Sex in the city because it just looks interesting. I want to go to that one. I want to go to the Color Factory. And I want to go to the Museum of Ice Cream, all in the city. Because, you know, Instagram, gotta get them shots for IG. I've been to the Museum of Illusions, and I've also been to another one. I forget what it's called. I think it's like Dreamland, Dreamville. I don't fucking know. I don't remember. But that one was kind of sketchy. That's the thing. I think with a lot of these pop-up museums in the city, they kind of rent whatever space they can get, and then it looks super sketch, and then you, like, walk in, and then, like, it never fully looks like how it did on Instagram. Like, there's always, like, wood in the background that's, like, not painted, because they just wanted to get it set up so quick. So, I guess beware of that if you're gonna go to any of these museums. But yeah, I mean, they're cute. It's just they're expensive. They're mad expensive. They're always like $30 plus just to get in. And like, I don't really want to go right now because of like quarantine and like with my mask and stuff, you know, it ruins the vibe. It really does, personally. I don't know. For me, it does. And then last on my list was go on a road trip. So hopefully, me and my boyfriend will be going on one. Our 3-year anniversary is June 16th. But he's taking a summer class, so we're gonna try to go. We're shooting for August, but I'm debating whether or not, because he's annoying and can't be in the car for too long. So I'm debating between DC, which we went on senior trip together there, Boston, which we went together there before, or Philly. I don't know because I feel like I've heard Philly is dangerous. And I'm not really sure I could, like, I'm not really sure I was able to find a lot of things to do in Philly. But I don't know. I kind of want to go to DC, but I'm not sure. I don't really know. Especially with all this, like, kind of, like, crazy shit going on with politics. I don't know if I want to be in DC. In my luck, some shit would pop off and I'd be at the wrong place at the wrong time. God forbid. Knock on wood. God forbid. But yeah, I think it's important to make these bucket lists because, like I said before, you know, you want to set goals for yourself. You want to, but you want to set realistic goals for yourself and not necessarily put a time frame on them, because then you could easily get discouraged if you don't, you know, fulfill it in your time frame. Or you know, you might rush through them and then you don't enjoy it. So that is my take on bucket list. But yeah, so this was my first podcast. I like it. I like talking. I'm gonna try to come up with some more ideas of things I wanna talk to. I just didn't wanna like dive into anything too deep for my first podcast, but definitely want to talk about, you know, some topics that are a little taboo, I guess, to people. Definitely don't want to be super biased on a lot of them, you know, want to see both sides. But and I also want to bring in guests from time to time just to also have, like, you know, another opinion on things. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully I will see you in my next one. I plan on uploading every Wednesday. I'm not sure about the time frame yet. Maybe, definitely at least once a week, maybe twice a week if, you know, something pops off in the media that I really want to talk about. But yeah, as far as for right now, definitely at least Wednesdays, probably in the evening. But yes, thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And, you know, hope to see you in my next podcast. Bye, guys.